You are listening to Huda Recordings.
يعني they believe it's forbidden to make jihad if the Mahdi is not the leader. Forbidden to establish Islamic state if the Mahdi is not the Amir. And all these sort of things. طيب المهدي he is Muhammad al-Hassan al-Askari in their sense, the one who disappeared in the hole or يعني a hole in Samarra in Iraq. He will come back to the earth to change the situation of the earth, so he will spread justice and ease among people after it been filled with abusing and transgressors, scholars. At-Tusi has a big book, it's called Al-Ghaybah. Here's a book, it's called Al-Ghaybah. It related to this matter, very big book. Hundreds of narrations, all of it's fabricated, and just by reading it, you know, it is fabricated. They couldn't decide when he was born. They couldn't decide when he was born. They couldn't decide what is his mother's name. They couldn't decide when exactly he disappeared. And even some narrations said he disappeared before he was born. يعني, it's very confusing. You can check that yourself in the book Al-Kulayni, 2, page 277. They said, look to what they said, or listen. They said when he was born, when the moment he came out, he was reciting Quran. He fell down on the ground, making sujood. He started with, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, thumma he said, thumma salla ala amir al-mu'minin Ali, wa ala al-a'imma. He mentioned all the imam's names until he reached his father. Then when it comes his turn, he said, ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين ونمكن لهم في الأرض الآيات. الطوسي also said a lot of talk. He said, I'm not gonna say it to you. All of its philosophers and very complicated meanings. You can imagine just a newborn saying all these things. They said angels used to come to his house, shaking his hand, seeking barakah every day and night. And he said, Jibril took him with him 40 days. Nobody knew where he was. He was teaching him all the knowledge. And he wrote in his right hand, جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. He used to grow in 1 year whatever other child would grow in 2 years. And there's so many narrations like this. Anyway, he disappeared in Samarra. Some people said, no, he is now hiding in Medina. Some said in Mecca. Some said in Dhi-Tuwa. Some said in Wadi Shamrukh fil Yemen. Bittaif. And all these narrations, it's been narrated in the books Al-Ghaybah, Al-Kafi, Al-Anwar Al-Nu'maniyya, 265. Every year in Ashura, they came to his, to that hole in Samarra, they tied a rider there, and they put the saddle on the rider, the horse, and they put the sword in it, and they put like jewelry on it, and they will stand front of the hall. They will say, "Ukhruj ya Mawlana, ukhruj ya Mawlana." Come out, our masters, while they holding the swords, waiting for him to come out, so they will fight with him. Even though they will not pray on time, because they were busy, he will come out while they're praying. So what they do, they join all the five prayers together. Even though they do that, even though they are not in Iraq, even in other countries. Shia, they believe that people cannot live without Imam. So if this Imam, Muhammad al-Askari, exists in that time of the year, in this year, he will die. If he died, there is no more Imam. It's only 12. That means whoever after him living without Imam, and this is impossible. Whoever put the belief in early days, he wasn't expecting that the humanity would live that long. So this is a big trouble for them. They cannot change that. So the only way to get out of it, to say he disappeared and he will come in the day of judgment. This is the only way to make sense in their madhab. Therefore, they insist to choose Muhammad ibn al-Hassan al-Askari, even though among the Shia, scholars said, admitted that Hassan Askari never had a son. But they insist on that because it's the perfect person to be chosen to solve all problems. Plus, this Imam has a lot of conditions to meet. It's very hard to find somebody to meet it, these conditions. They believe that Al-Mahdi now is witnessing everything. He used to have four ambassadors. Arba'u sufara. Four ambassadors. And they die. After they die, he disappeared again. And this is tusamma al-ghayb al-kubra. He disappeared, and this is the major disappear. And he will come back in the end of day, but he still come around the world, entered the cities, the towns, watching people without anybody noticing him. Even though Tusi said he been seen several times making dua while he's surrounding the Kaaba. Allahumma jizli ma wa'attani, Allahumma antaqimni min a'da'ik. Page 431, Kitab Al-Ghayba Al-Tusi. They have also in their books a lot of fatwas been sealed by Al-Mahdi. He has ambassadors, he has connections, he has people who are in contact with him. They disappeared, they came, they said, this is the signature of Al-Mahdi. And they have this in their books. But they believe he will come in day of Ashura, Saturday. He will appear in from the Kaaba between al-Rukn wal-Maqam. Al-Rukn and al-Maqam. And they said, the year he will come, Jibreel will call in the heavens, in the 26th of Ramadan, that al-Mahdi is coming. Then in Ashura, he will appear in the same day where al-Husayn was killed. When he appeared, all Shia, all over the world, they will fly to him. They will be flying, not even walking. And يمشون في السحاب وهم أفضل أصحابه وتكون الملائكة حوله صافين. He will come with the angels and all the books Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, he will bring it back with him. What he will do? First, he will come back with the correct Quran. This is one of their beliefs. With the Quran which is written by Ali radiallahu anhu. كما يقول نعمة الله الجزائري في الأنوار النعمانية 2 page 360. Also, they believe that he will take this Quran from the earth and nobody use this Quran anymore. They will use the more authentic Quran which is they came with. Two, he will raise Abu Bakr and Umar from their graves. Then he will kill them. He will execute them. Then he will put them in two trees. كما قال محمد الكاظم القزويني في كتابه المهدي من المهد إلى الظهور, page 541. And so many names here. Anyway, three, he will cut the hands of all the tribe of Bani Shaybah. Bani Shaybah, this tribe, the Prophet ﷺ gave them the keys of Kaaba. He said, you are the one who will take care of Kaaba. Al-Mahdi will come to cut their hands because believe these keys belong to Ahlul Bayt, not belong to them. This is what Al-Tusi said, page 282. They have narrations in that. Anyway, also they believe, if he come, he will judge between people with Dawood's law. Why? Allah only knows. Page 728. يقول إذا قام قائم آل محمد حكم بحكم داود وأنه يهدم الكعبة. He will destroy the Kaaba, then he will rebuild it again. Al-Mahdi, one of his action as been mentioned in Tafsir al-Safi, page 359. He said he will raise Aisha from her grave and he will punish her the punishment of fornication. يقيم عليها حد الزنا. And he said he will raise all Bani Umayyah, all Bani Abbas, all the Khalifas. Then he will kill them all. Not only the return of Al-Mahdi. This is the belief that Allah will return after him all the prophets. And he will let Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the prophets fight front of Ali to protect Ali, all the kuffar. Then this is the end of the world. Ali will lead the battle of the end of the world. And the prophets will be fighting front of him. This is the way they view him. And they said the peace or the prince, which is Ali, radiallahu anhu, Amir al-Salam, the prince of peace. He will come and he will lead the battle. And this tell you who also believes in that? The Jewish. They said the Messiah is the prince, he will come. And the same way they describe, the Jewish describe al-Messiah in the Torah and the Talmud, the exactly the same words you might say been used by the Shia in their narrations to describe Ali ibn Abi Talib and how he will lead the last battle on the earth.